W-Mobile. T-Mobile. 99. I am going through StarTex on some little road that's 30 miles an hour.
I've never went that way. Can't help you. You stayed on 20. It may take you over there. I don't know.
63.
That way. I just know that Highway 80 was a four lane, but it's a little bit further down the road.
Good route up for me as soon as I got off on 29. It's going to dump me at the exit just south of the accident.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
71, this little side road here has a lot of traffic on it right now. I think a lot of people got the message.
Not before you got tangled up in it.
Definitely appreciate the heads up. And I'll know if they closed it or not, because there won't be any traffic southbound.
For you, at least you'll be able to cruise on down through there and not have to worry.
I'm coming up on East Main Street in Duncan. I think that's exit 63.
Main Street should be the 290 exit.
And it would make up its mind about what it wants to call roads, because it, on Google Maps, you know, you don't know if it's going to be like an S number or a route number or a street name. And, you know, every road in South Carolina has three different names that it could be.
Calls it something different, right?
I'm just using cardinal directions for giving, you know, it's north, south, east, or west, and exit number. those are the things that are easy to figure out.
You were getting directions from my sister. She gets off at the exit every single day for 20 years and can't tell you what the number is.
It's ugly now for that southbound. I'm pretty sure they've closed it. I'll know here in a second when I get back over there. I'm making the left onto 290.
Emergency vehicles get there, then it'll be all closed up, assess the situation, and then start opening some lanes.
Emergency vehicles coming now on a 290 towards the interstate.
If they jump on going the wrong way, you'll know it's closed.
It's closed. There is zero traffic southbound here at 63.
Here at the truck stops of America, right?
Nothing going southbound. Nothing at all.
Move,
KN4 TSW. KT, and in the nick of time, because, like, it was seriously coming to a stop just as I got off the exit.
Prince, you can get off at that, the exit before that 129, and it'll take you right back over to 29, but you'd have to take you could probably just, I think, pick up 292 there and take you right back over to 290.
It worked fine, so it was only about 5 minutes to make those 3 miles, you know, maybe 6 minutes, so I made out pretty good. Back on southbound here, full speed ahead.
Here to 75, and the traffic on the southbound side, man, there's a lot of cars. They're still moving, but they're going to come to screech and halt really fast.
Really glad I caught that in time. If I had left the house like a couple minutes earlier, I might have missed it.
Andrew squeezed past
it. Later, I'd probably be stuck in it.
Stuck about a half mile north of where you got off at. For an hour, I was dead stop.
When I lived in Atlanta, it was probably like 1993 or 94 or something like that. I-85 north and south was closed for several hours because these... And they fell right across the interstate, and it took several hours to get it cleared up, and, you know, people were just, like, parked and out of their cars and hanging out because there was nothing they could do. And they didn't bother trying to reverse direction or anything, trying to get people off. They just made us sit there for 3 or 4 hours while they fixed it.
Buzz here, I guess it was last year, right there at the 66, somebody hit a power pole and knocked the power across the interstate. Had to wait for them to get it cleaned up.
Going on this weekend?
Pressure washing the deck and doing a little bit of yard work on that. Hopefully I squeeze a little bit of HF in there during the contest. National DX.
I don't have the power to run one of those contests anymore. You need, I've never been able to, make any headway in a contest barefoot.
200 watts, but usually I make about 50 contacts. I don't ever submit a log or anything, but I think the last time I did it, I picked up like 40 different countries over the weekend, and that, so that was good. I still need me 32 more to make it to my 100.
I can probably eke out 10 or 12 contacts when I lived in South Carolina on 100 watts. I do have an amplifier, but I still don't have an HF antenna in my new house, so it's on the list, but just pretty far down the list.
My antenna's only good for maybe 150, maybe 200, and then I was only running 100, so I didn't need it, but, you know, I've talked to Australia on 100, so that worked.
The sunspot cycle's good right now, so, you know, I haven't really been on HF since last summer, but I know it's a lot better now than it was then.
This week, though, there's something's happening, and they're saying there's going to be the chance of seeing the aurora in the U.S. states, and the more northern ones, and that, and they're saying it was going to be messing up radio, so hopefully it'll be done by Saturday.
I'll have to check the internet when I get to the office and see what's going on with that.
Hey, that Kiwi SDR.
Yesterday I didn't get a chance to, but maybe today I'll get some time. SDR is at home. I thought about putting one on, but man, I just don't, you know, once I get home in the afternoons, I don't have time to do pretty much anything. Yeah, you know, between the kids and food and dogs and just trying to unwind, you know, by the time 8 o'clock rolls around, I'm just ready to go to bed. So, you know, maybe one of these weekends I can just take a day to myself and get caught up on some of these things.
Wait for a rainy day when I can't do nothing outside. And usually on a rainy day, I don't hook up my antenna. So it's a good day to do some other stuff. But I know what you mean. Life just gets in the way of things that you'd like to do.
Like, you know, we're going to the ballet on Saturday, and I need to get my pool open and finish that up, and we're building a garden, so I have to get the rain barrel hooked into the downspouts. I've got a list of honeydews a mile long, and I wash both cars and pressure wash the driveway, all this other stuff. So there's no time this weekend for anything. You know, next weekend we're going to the beach, and it's all that stuff, and then the following weekend is kid's birthday, so, you know, then the weekend after that, trip to D.C. for see my parents. So it's just, you know, one thing after another, and it just piles up, and I don't think I have a free weekend for a couple of months.
Up in July, you'll be able to get it.
Quarter for Courtney, so she's going to be doing end-of-quarter finance stuff and, you know, all, you know, tied up for days and days, so I get to do all the things at home for the first week of July.
Yep, just like you said, life just gets in the way of all the stuff you'd like to do. Lined up down the road, 10 deep. I'm pulling down a little side road to the gate, but there's a company that does a lot of shipping. There must be a dozen trucks on the side of the road waiting for them, and I see there's two tankers down here waiting on us to open.
Heady, huh?
Yep, for me.
Today I've got my one-on-one meetings with all my direct reports today, so that's going to take most of my time.
Last week with my boss.
Came out pretty quick, but there are some project issues I need to go over with some of them this morning, so it'll be a long day.
Got to drive the truck home and then go pick up some batteries if they got them.
Yep.
Deep cycle batteries for a scissor lift.
Confirm that stuff hasn't made the switch over to lithium.
HKX, I'm back, gentlemen.
Back, Patrick. I just pulled in the parking spot, so you and Eric have an awesome day. And then I'll try to catch up with you guys, hopefully in the morning on my HT, KN4 TFW.
Ian, have a great day. KO4 HKX.
Have a great day, so we'll catch you a little bit later, W2JKT.
Weekend, KO4HKX. I'll be around for a little while, Eric.
That bad wreck on 85 southbound that I just managed to squeeze around It was 85 was coming to a stop at exit 66, and I was just able to get off and take a side road down to 63 and get around it. But man, if I had been a little bit earlier or a little bit later, I would have been caught in it.
Andrew telling you about it, and then y'all trying to figure out a way to get around. That's why I just sat back and listened, so they could help you with that.
Yeah, and there was zero traffic coming from the north, so they must have closed the interstate once the emergency services got there. Question, Patrick?
Not real sure what's going on.
Just a lot of honeydews this weekend, and then we're, you know, Courtney and I are going to see a ballet on Saturday in Charlotte, so... yeah, I got a list of chores a mile long this weekend, so at least I'll be working outside. Hopefully the weather's going to be nice.
It's been nice up around the house, a little cooler than yesterday, but it's supposed to be nice and sunny.
I see diesel is down another 10 cents since yesterday. I just saw 367 up at exit 48.
It's come down over where I get fuel, because it's Wednesday fuel day.
EV today. I was, you know, Courtney was able to get her car back yesterday, so I'm thankfully not driving the truck again today.
Difference with the radio, so I assumed you were back in it. Now I know how everybody else feels when I switch radios.
And how does this one sound different than the D710?
There's no problem with that. It's just, it's got a different audio sound. It's a little... It doesn't have the bass to it and the just rich texture that the Kenwood does.
Microphones have a high pass filter in them to remove a lot of the bass, because it doesn't really help with clarity a whole lot.
Funny how it sounds so different when you're on that radio, and I guess that's how everybody thinks about me when I'm on my ICOM instead of my Kenwood. But now, I was on the ICOM earlier.
Now, you know, I definitely can hear your truck in the background, and yeah, I'll have to pay attention a little bit more next time. See which one is, you know, see how they're different, because I hear a difference, but I'm not usually paying that close attention to it.
You were on the Kenwood, and you were on the 285. That was a huge difference.
Yep, with that machine. I know I had to turn the mic gain all the way up on this radio just so you guys could hear me on that one.
Hey, it's still hard to hear. You and Ken are pretty hard to hear on the 285.
Is a little different.
Mic placement, actually, the actual mic in the handheld, it could be how you're holding it, where it's location to your mouth when you're talking. There's any number of differences it could be.
So true, a lot of variables go into that equation, but yeah, I mean, it's as long as the message gets through, I guess.
Like, the Kenwood, the mic is right at the top of the pickup, is at the top of the mic, the handheld part. And so I guess it's closer to your mouth and you pick it up better. And some radio, I know with Yaesu, it's on down on the microphone. It's down underneath the pickup is.
I have two D710s, and they have different microphones on them. One of them I got, like, back in 2010, and it's a really nice microphone. And then the other one I bought used, and I think the guy just threw in a crappy Kenwood mic with it, but it's not nearly as nice as the one that came with the one I bought retail back in 2010 or 11 or whatever it was.
Some of the ones I've looked at have had different mics, and the older ones, they have a mic, the PGT on them is real thin, and the newer ones has a more solid PTT.
And Kenwood's older stuff is better than Kenwood's newer stuff when it comes to stuff like that. I think they really cheaped out on accessories as time went on, because, you know, I'm definitely more fond of their older stuff. Like, the external speaker I have in my truck, I bought it with the radio back in like 2010, and you just can't get anything from Kenwood that sounds that good anymore. It's just like they're just relabeling this China ODM stuff and slapping their name on it, but it doesn't sound anywhere near like the original Kenwood external speaker does.
I picked up two of the, I guess they're older Kenwood speakers at the last, the Greenwood Ham Fest, and man, what a difference it made in my radio.
eBay and see if I can find a couple more like it, because they're definitely good to have, and the one I have in the truck, it's just got such a rich sound to it. It's very, very clear and very, very easy to hear things. And then, you know, the newer external speaker, you know, the mobile one, it stinks. I ended up just throwing it away. It was only like $20, but, you know, I was really disappointed with it.
I already found out in this hobby, a lot of the older stuff is better than this new stuff for sound. The new stuff is all worried about the features and the looks of it, and it just doesn't sound as good.
I love buttons and knobs, and that's one reason I love the TS-590 is because it's got buttons for everything and knobs for everything. You don't have to, like, on the ACU HF radios, you have to navigate through 100 menus to find anything to do with the radio. But with Kenwood, there's just a button or a knob, and that's great. But, you know, for a speaker, yeah, just focus on the sound, you know. You don't need to make it look good or anything like that, or fill it with features. Just make it a speaker that sounds good.
I think everybody's using headsets when they're on the radio.
The newer radios have Bluetooth, but, yeah, I'm starting to lose the repeater. I'm having a hard time hearing you now, so down here at exit 39, it's probably, you know, it's about where it happens. So I'll say 73 to you, Patrick. Hope you have a great day. Drive safe out there, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. It's W2JKP.
Glad you're making it into work all right and didn't get caught in that accident, and you have a great day. Look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4 HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.